goes on.
Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, coworker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We're so glad that you've joined us tonight. We've got a lot to cover this evening, and I am excited to have you on the air with us this evening, and welcome. We're going to go ahead and first bring in our very first co-host this evening for the evening, and we're going to start out with bringing that party in. Now, we've got a little technical difficulty. We're not showing everybody, but 813-494. Who do we have with us?
Good evening, Dr. Walker. It's Joyce Mosley from Florida. Glad to be on the show tonight. Good evening.
Okay, Ms. Joyce, thank you for joining us. It's always a pleasure to have you joining us on our broadcast this evening. We will be doing that at some point real soon. But we're bringing you all the show all the way live from Georgia. Our new residents now in Georgia. I told you all last week that we will be bringing the show from Georgia. We have our studio here in Georgia, and we're joining Ricky to the Rescue. We're joining Miss Jay and Miss Joyce. I believe you're in Florida, though. So that's still my place, but we're certainly happy to be here. Let's go. We're going to ask you to stand by, Ms. Joy, and let me go ahead and bring in others from the Peach State now, which includes me. And let's go ahead, Ms. Jay. Ms. Jay, welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Hello, everyone, and hello, Dr. Walker. Welcome to Georgia, to hot Atlanta, because I knew you thought you were getting away from the heat, but it's, what, 97 today? 98?
Mr. J, you didn't tell me about this heat like this here now.
Oh,
we got
yeah.
water in Florida. And I mean, I can't even stand standing outside, Mr. J. Come on now. You're supposed to tell me about that.
That's the reason why they call it hot Atlanta.
So, all right, we're going to ask you to stand by, Mr. J, before you tell them that we're not just telling stories, but we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go ahead and bring in Ricky to the Rescue. Ricky to the Rescue, is it your fault now that I'm up here and I got all this heat wave and it's like, it's hot. I got to get inside.
Oh, yeah. We got to keep it hot and got to keep it rolling. That's how it's going to be. Doesn't matter if you're in Georgia or Florida, the temperature is going to be rising and hot.
Okay. All right, Ricky to the Rescue, it's a pleasure to have you. Let's go ahead and bring in Poet Rosette. Poet Rosette, I'm sorry. I left you in Florida, but I will be coming back through here because we got water. Fort Rosette, help me out here. I can't even fan standing outside. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1765. I'm on the air line break.
Have mercy.
Yes, Fort Rosette, what'd you say?
Yeah, I said have mercy about the heat. Hello, everybody. It's so good to be on the show tonight.
All right. Excellent. We're going to certainly wait for some more of others to call in. And somebody got to throw me some fan over here somewhere, and I'm in the air conditioning. And it's like I'm sweating. I'm going to blame Miss J because she, you know, Miss J could have told me that Dr. Walker, don't forget to bring, what could she have told me to bring, Poet Rosette? That would have kept me cool up here.
The ocean.
The ocean. That's a very good point. That would have done it.
But I thought Georgia has a lot of trees, Dr. Walker.
It does. I got trees right here in my backyard, and I got some water back there. But I went out there, and it was like, hey, a day. Some kind of bugs. I don't know what these bugs were, but they were circling around me. It was like, hey, wait a minute. I'm not food for you all.
Wow. Okay, so you need some.
Anyway.
You need to burn some citronella then.
But you know what? I think I'm going to love it here. I really think I am. All right, we're going to ask all of you all to stand by. I think we've got all of our co-hosts for the evening here, Ricky to the Rescue. We've got Miss J. We got Poet Rosette. And we got Miss Joyce. And we're ready to go live now with our show. All right, tonight's topic, if you're just joining us, is how do you feel about aging? How do you feel about getting older? Poet Rosette, before we do that, let's go into our disclaimer, Miss J.
Okay. Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. and the Dr. Jesse Walker Show wish to make this disclaimer. The opinions that are expressed on tonight's show or any of Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. shows or affiliate shows are merely the opinions of the host, Dr. Jesse Walker, his various co-hosts, his featured guests, listeners, and callers. We do not endorse any specific or otherwise opinion and indicate that your participation or leadership is not an endorsement for legal, psychological, financial, mental, professional, or otherwise advice and should not be taken as such. The opinions expressed are for educational and informational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Thank you, and please enjoy the program tonight.
All right. Thank you for that, Ms. J. Let me begin by Poet Rosette. Let me ask you, how do you feel about getting older?
I actually feel great about it because I feel that I'm maturing and I understand so much more about life. So I feel that it's a blessing. It's good.
All right. Ms. Joyce, let me bring you in here and ask you, what about you? How do you feel about getting, I mean, Poet Rosette can say that because she's only just turning about 22 years of age. So she can say that. But Ms. Joyce, let me bring you in here. How do you feel about getting older?
Well, I feel that age is a number. It's just a number. And it all depends on how you feel mentally. And I know our bodies, when we do get older, they take on a life of their own. But I am getting ready to embark on a new age, a birthday in about another month or so. I'll be going around the sun for the 68th time, and I feel great. Had some aches and pains, but God is good. So just take it one day at a time.
Okay. And so we just had, I believe that was Poor Rosette, or Miss Joyce, that was you saying age is just a number, but when I get up in the morning and I'm getting out of bed and my side is not saying the same thing. Ms. George, how do you explain that? It's like, wait a minute, why is my side hurting the left side? Then another day it's the right side. Then it's my right leg. Ms. George, what are you saying to me? Age is just a number.
It is, and that is part of the aging process because, you know, our bodies take on a life of their own. You know, mentally we can feel a certain way, but then when you get up out of the bed in the morning and you got this pain in your knee and pain in your back, you know, it lets you know that your body is not thinking the same way that you are. So we just have to take everything in stride and go with the flow and listen to our bodies. That is the most important thing. Listen to your body, and when your body tells you you're tired, you need to slow it down.
All right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Ms. J, help me out here now. My body, you know, tells me certain things in the morning, and then all of a sudden now it's hot. My mind is telling me, my mind is not just telling me my hot. My flesh is saying, it's hot. It's hot for real. So, Ms. J, how do you feel about getting older or aging?
Well, I feel fantastic. I'm really enjoying the aging process. As long as God be with me, I keep my health and strength because I'm a very active person and lively and my mind, I always tell people, my mind telling me, okay, you about 10 years younger than what you are, because I be trying to not hang with the young folks, but I try to keep myself being active and mature with it. But I believe in enjoying life. And, you had a little aches and pain, Lord, let me shake that thing off, and I keep on going. Life is great. It's great.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to ask you to stand by. Bring it to the rescue. Bring it to the rescue. Bring to the rescue. You might be only 25 or 26. Bring to the rescue. How do you tell somebody over 40 that shake these pains off? Come on now, really?
Well, I'm not a spring chicken now. I may not be as young as you think I am, but listen, aging is a process, right? And so, you go through different changes. Actually, once you really pass 30, you start to go through changes now because, unfortunately, we're not taking care of ourselves the way we probably need to take care of ourselves just from a, a global standpoint. But, man, when stuff starts to happen to your body and you start noticing changes, you may think you're the strongest mental person in the world, but your body may tell you something completely different. So we got to be careful.
Go ahead.
Got to
be careful.
No, I was just going to say we got to be careful in how we taking care of ourselves, both mentally and physically.
Okay. So, let me ask you before we go to the tonight's story, let me ask you, I know you do relationship consulting, coaching, and things of that nature. So how would you tell someone that, you got to get your mind and body on the same page? And before you answer that, remember how Muhammad Ali really was still trying to fight. He thought he had it, and I really felt sorry for him when he fought Larry Holmes, and he was really getting messed up. And I was like, stop the fight. How do you get the mind and the body? It's like, sometimes I want to go left with my body. I still want to go out there and sign up for a football team to play quarterback. But then it's like, I keep thinking that I can do this. I can really do this. When I see these guys out there in the quarterback messing up, I say, they need to hire me, Ricky, to the rescue and let me do the job. And then even when I play basketball, I used to be a forward on the basketball team, and I say, listen, these guys can hit free throws, and they're making millions of dollars. I can hit free throws. But now, as I'm aging, how do I put the mind and the body so they can get along?
It can become difficult, especially if you take gaps and breaks in between. I'm thinking about myself, in high school, I'm going out there, I could play basketball, stuff like that. Man, you go out there as an adult, everything hurting. And so I think it's really about building momentum and being consistent in what you're doing, because even if you think about like a Tiger Woods or someone like that, if you take a break, and it's hard for you to come back once you start aging. But if you stick with it, more like a Tom Brady, he stuck with it. He ain't taking the breaks. It's a little easier once you're able to build that momentum. But I think the key is just making sure if you take a break, you know what you're doing when you come back, and you ease yourself back in, because to align your mind and your body, they have to be on the same page. Your mind could be ready, but that does not mean your body is ready.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, yes, Ms. J.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but there's all activities for all ages. Like you say, if you're 60 years old, get out there on that football field and be that quarterback and all that. But you might can be that coach or something that's relevant to it, or practice with them. You still can enjoy that. So you got to stay at your level, but you still enjoy that life and be active. So your mind will stay with your age in an active perspective.
Right.
You ain't got to let it go down, So you can get on that sideline and coach and kind of help them do a practice. That's what you could do for the quarterback.
But you don't get it. It's not the same. I want to play. I want to play, Ms. J. I want to get out there and call my signals. 42, 37, 29, trap. Okay? I want to call my signals, Ms. J.
You can call it, and then you move out the way. You know, so I didn't do your thing to move out the way. You know, you got to age. You got to age. Age gracefully and maturely and with some good sense there. You know, because you want to hurt yourself.
Miss Jay, what you saying?
That's
age,
true.
And you say caller signals. And Richard the Rescue, did you hear what she said?
And move.
Caller signals and then move out the way.
You know, it's interesting to hear that, you know. So if you're disciplined enough to do that, fine. But I'm thinking about too. If you were somewhere and you heard a song you never heard in a long time, and it's your favorite song that you used to dance to, you might just start dancing. You're not gonna remember your age or anything like that. You may just start to break it down.
Exactly.
You know you done hurt your ankle or something.
No, no, you won't. Cause with me, I'm gonna tell my age on the air. My birthday, I'll be 69. So you know, I'm gonna have fun.
Okay. See, somebody say, why can't have? She say, call my signal. I won't. You know what? I'm gonna be thinking about that tonight when I go to bed. Call your signals and move out the way. But see, I can't believe you said that to me.
Hey, that's the same thing as me and Justin Jordan say, run, run, but you be on the sidelines.
Because it's one of them dudes, and listen, the fool rings to rescue, and this is, I mean, when I look at these players and I'm standing up next to them, I'm like, what the heck are they eating? They must be feeding up, everything they eat must be have steroids in it, because my body don't look like their body. And I'm thinking, one of these dudes hit me one time, and it's like, wait a minute, I'm coming out of this gear, and I'm taking your gear off, and we about to fight. I might have to fight, hit him, and run, but I might not be able to run that fast as he could.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's true.
That's right. And, you know, they take a lot of different supplements and stuff, too, so, you know, they got an advantage.
Somebody help me out here. Let's go to the phone line. Let's see who we've got with us. 772-878.
Hello?
Hi. Your
That's
name?
Three,
what's
the
name?
Nine.
I'm sorry?
This is Eula Campbell. How are you?
Ms. Campbell, thank you for joining us. We're so glad to have you.
Yes.
Ms. Campbell, I thought sure I could try out for the Warriors team, and I thought maybe I could try out for the Miami Dolphins. So, Ms. Campbell, you got people like Ms. Jay on the line. I mean, just killing my dream. Ms. Campbell,
so
what
God
can you tell?
Ms.
Campbell,
God is good all the time. I just celebrated my 78th birthday 2 days ago.
Well, congratulations. Congratulations.
And I'm still feeling great. I can still do what I need to do. Thank God, I'm not having a lot of pain, arthritis, and all that stuff. So I can say is God is good. If you take care of your body, you know, God will take care of you.
Well,
and you
when I get off the show, I'm going to call you to find out what you're taking.
Huh?
When I get off the show, I'm going to call you to find out what you're taking.
Okay.
Because if you say you don't have that much pain, I'm like,
I don't have all that arthritis pain and stuff like I hear some people talking about.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. I got to find out for sure. Let me go to the story because we're already a quarter of the way through tonight's program. So let me go to the story. Tonight's characters in the story, Samantha and Terrence, if you're just joining us, tonight's topic is, how do you feel about aging or getting older, basically put? Tonight's characters are Samantha and Terrence. Samantha and Terrence are both in their late 40s with two adult children. They got two adult children. They have been married for the past 25 years. 25 years now, you all. This is very important. They've been married for the past 25 years. So now, the challenge right now is that Samantha has been constantly in Terrence's ears about getting older, and she finds herself aging with some gray hair. Terrence tries to assure her, that that this aging process is a part of our journey of the cycle of life. She says she understands, but still feeling depressed about it because she is not ready for gray hair, and nor does she want gray hair, which is why she dyes her hair every 4 to 6 weeks. It's now to the point that Samantha is getting therapy for her depressive feelings about getting older. Now, here are some of the things that Samantha has difficulty accepting about aging. All right, number one, it makes her look older than she really is. Number two, she feels unattractive despite parents telling her constantly that she's beautiful. Number three, she's insecure thinking that her husband will ultimately look for a younger woman. Number four, she sees her mom, who is in her late 60s, looking rather old to her. Number five, she sees her mom as not being as vibrant anymore as she once was. And number six, she feels that she's starting to have a few pains here and there. Now, you know, despite all of this here, she realized that she's depressed even when she goes to her therapist about it. Question is, and I start out with you tonight, Ms. Joyce. The question is, I mean, they got all of these pills and all of this cream to try to stop or slow down the aging process. Is it really, how can you stop something that God has caused to be?
I really don't think you can stop the aging process. You can live right. You can eat better. You can exercise. But the aging process is going to take a hold of you. If it is in your DNA to have gray hair, you're going to have gray hair. Now, whether or not you embrace it is up to you. Some people just don't want to embrace the gray hair at that age. And I can understand and identify with that. I'm not ready for the gray hair either. I kind of feel the same way as Samantha. So, yes, I'm buying stock in Miss Clairol. And when I feel that I can embrace that, then I will. But right now, I'm just not at that point. And you just have to let your body take on a life of its own and just go with the flow. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. You can't go out there dancing all night no more. You can't do that because guess what? In the morning, you won't hurt.
Wow. That is rather deep. That is really deep. So, Ms. J, I want to bring you in here. Ms. J, it's like if I go to a dance, I'm like the last one to get off the floor because it's like, wow, this is fun. But then, Ms. J, I'll come for it like for the next week and a half. What's up with that?
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, if you feel like dancing and enjoy yourself, you do it. Enjoy your life. Embrace being able to dance. And if you got to, you know, rub down and all that kind of stuff, so be it.
Suffer the consequences.
So be it, you know, because, you know, I'm the same way.
Okay. Buy yourself some Voltaren.
Yeah.
Some what?
Voltaren.
Buy yourself some, I'm missing that word.
It's a rub, Voltaren. 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 Buy yourself some Voltaren. You'll feel better in the morning.
But hey, Dr. Walker, but after you do it for so often, you won't be getting sore. So just keep yourself active. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
It's probably
I wrote that
if
down.
You don't do it and you go out once a year or whatever, then you're going to feel it. So you just got to stay active. Just because you're aging don't mean you're supposed to get in a rocking chair.
Okay. All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go ahead and... Yeah. Listen, I've made friends. Ricky to Rescue, I've made some new friends recently. No, they actually, I'm going to be honest. These have been my friends for probably the last 15 to 20 years. Their name is Icy Hot, Vicks Vapor Rub. You know, their names are Ben Gay, and Ben is not gay, but it's Ben Gay. And then I've got quite a few others, and when they're not working, I invite some other friends. And then I got some pills. I'm like, come on, Arthritis Plus. And I'm like, these are not the friends we can to rescue. I don't want them to be my friends. So what advice you have for me, Ricky, to the rescue? I don't want them. I didn't invite them to my house. But somebody recommended them, and I tried them, and it's like, great day.
I know it may sound frustrating, but actually when you work, the more you work your muscles, the less sore you may become, even when you get older. And I think it's important to note as well, once you turn, well, I'm not even going to say turn 35, but somewhere between 30 and 40, it's been proven through research that the brain starts to shrink anyway, right? And so when when the brain starts to shrink, right, you can only imagine how we start to see ourselves. That's why it's important to, like, dance and do all this other stuff, because that's going to actually counter that actually, when our brain is shrinking, it's going to actually counter some of those emotions that we're feeling. So it's important that we keep doing that and eating, like, the brain foods, like the blueberries and, you know, the broccoli, even the dark chocolate, right? So we want to try to reverse this process a little bit. So,
wait a minute.
You know how, like, people say psych yourself out? You might have to psych yourself out a few times, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Go ahead. So the brain, now all my research, I don't recall the brain shrinking. So now here it is. I got pain, and then the brain, because when I look at my head, just the other day I looked at my hairline, and I'm like, is my head, I was about to make an appointment to go to the doctor and ask, is my head getting bigger, doctor? What's happening? You know? And it's like, and listen, and this is true, you all. There are people that I knew, like, years ago, and then I saw them later, and it's like we're getting older, and it's like, darn, what happened to his head? His head got big. You know, is that what's happening to my head? Miss Jay, so with aging, what does Samantha have to look forward to? Because she's having pain here and there and seemingly everywhere, she says. So what, you know, you're saying go dance sometime, that's okay. And it's okay to get those friends that I mentioned to rub them down and say, hey, y'all, you know, sometimes, listen, it's like a new cologne. One of my friends was telling me, she said, I know when you got on a different cologne. And she wasn't talking about perfume cologne. She was talking about Vicks Vapor Rub. And I'm like, girl, why you got to do that? I'm trying
to
breathe.
Samantha is letting her mind take over her really body. Her mind is making her think that she's an old woman. The woman, what, she in her mid-40s, you say?
Yeah, late
40s. Middle age now is really 70. That's middle age. You know, 60, you still young at 60. Middle age is 70, so she's making herself be old. You know, pain, oh, my God. All she needs to do, she got all them. She ain't got no pain. She just got some muscles that she ain't using. You know, and then as far as looking older, she probably dressing old. You know, you ain't got to dress like no young person, but dress and look nice. You know, so she let herself be old. Sometimes people can just make themselves old. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. All right. All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. You listen to Live from Dr. Sparks. I want to bring in Marjorie Cross, one of our sponsors also. Marjorie Cross, good evening. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. Ms. Cross, let me ask you, how do you feel about getting older? I mean, it's like I want to live forever.
Well, good evening, Good evening, Dr. Walker, and good evening to everyone on the show, all the co-hosts and everyone. Well, the way I feel about getting older, I feel good about it. You know, I just take it one day at a time. And as someone said before, age is just a number. And then there's another saying that age is mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. So, you know, it's just another different, it's just another different definition about age. Good about it. Because just to share one thing with you too, you know, like the first, I had like six of my grandchildren who just graduated 2 weeks ago. My youngest one, she graduated from to go to kindergarten, two to go to kindergarten. And then I have my twin grandsons. They're going from the elementary to the from the elementary to the middle school. And then I have my my granddaughter, who is Camila's daughter. She's graduating from the middle school to go to high school. So I'm looking at all these children, and I'm like, when did they get so big? Just seemed like yesterday they were babies. And now they're all graduating from one grade to the next. And then to top it off, we had a graduation at our church on Sunday. We had graduation Sunday. So they said, but Grandma, are we already graduated? When I told them about, I said, this is like icing on the cake. So they did have a big function at the church also to honor them. You know, they had about maybe about 15 or 16 students altogether who graduated, but I feel good about it, you know, because I feel good about being a mother, grandmother, and just feel proud and happy, you know, just seeing my kids grow up. So it makes me a good feeling. I just say about the pain, Dr. Walker. Yeah, you do get pain because, you know, it hurt my knees and I do get pain at times, but, you know, you just rub your knee, you pray about it, you take your vitamins, and you just say it's a part of growing older. But I know what you're talking about, the different ointment, Dr. Walker. We use that, but what must you do?
Right.
Just pray to God and ask, tell him to give you one day at a time.
Right. And that's very good. Ms. Cross, we appreciate you sharing that with us. I want to go in here and I want to say, you know, as we're getting older, and I'm thinking about as I'm getting older, one of my little granddaughters said to me, and I mean, she's like a brilliant, you know, these kids, it's a good thing I had married at the time a smart woman so that I can have smart children and they can marry smart people and have smart children. So my little granddaughter, she happened to be at that time. She was just turning 13 because I went for her 13th year celebration. And my lady friend that I was that I'm dating came up. And my little grandbaby, I love her to death. I love her. My little grandbaby came up to me and they called me Papa. She says, Papa, she's very pretty. And then out of her mouth, the next thing she said to me, and Rick's arrested me, I might need therapy for this, because I haven't gotten over it yet. She says, not only did she say, Papa, she's very pretty. And then she came and hugged me and said, but Papa, she used the word but. Papa, she's too young for you. How do you deal with that? I need to call my son and my daughter-in-law and tell them to put that child on punishment. Put her on punishment for a long time. How do I deal with that?
You're just gonna have to take that as it came, you know, because you know your families, especially the little ones, they gonna be honest with you, and
that's
so
right.
You got to receive it. And accept it, and you just got to, you know, shrug your shoulders and keep moving, keep pushing.
You know, but you know, and you're right. Kids are so innocent, so pure, and she did it in such a loving way. She came up and said, Papa, she's so pretty, but Papa, she's too young for you. I mean, where did the 13-year-old come from? I need to call my son and say, son, where'd you get this kid from? You know, so we're gonna ask you all to stand by. If you're just joining us, how do you feel about aging, getting older? And if you want, I can introduce you all to some of my friends, but some of you all probably already know them. You probably do. Let's go to Jack all the way in Huntsville, all the way in Alabama. I'm sorry, Jack is in Georgia as well, I believe. Jack, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's a pleasure to have you.
Well, good evening, everyone. Good evening. Good evening. Yes, I am in Georgia. Right. So you want
all
me to
right,
respond
Jack.
To? You want me to respond to being old?
Jack, you can respond to anything you want, Jack. If you can give me some therapy, like Ricky to the rescue, he said I gotta embrace it with what my granddaughter said.
Okay.
You know, Jack,
right.
I can give you that phone number. You can call my son and daughter-in-law and tell them to put that child on punishment for a while.
I heard what you said about your granddaughter and how she said that your new friend is pretty, but she's too young for you. I heard all that. I just laughed. But, you know, this topic that you have tonight It's so ironic because I had to go to my doctor today. You know, I'm up there in age two. I'll put it this way, I'm over 65. So he was telling me about all these different shots I need to get and everything and all and why I need to get them. But he prefaced that by starting off by saying, you know, in the turn of the century between 1800 and 1900, he said the average life expectancy was 40 years of age. And
wow.
Then he says from 1900 to the 2000, it's 80 years old, so it's double. And then he went back and he said why. He said the reason why is because they didn't drink clean water. They didn't have the vaccinations. They didn't have the clean air like we have today. And they didn't eat properly. So he made those statements of those different things. And I had read before about the clean water, and I had understood. Because when I went back and looked at all these people, I said, how come they died so young? Look in the 1800s, leading up to 19, they died at a very young, tender age. But he said now, the age now is 80. The 80 is the new 60s. In the new 60s, you know. So it's funny that you're having this conversation, but that's what my doctor shared with us today, that the average age now for people dying is somewhere around the 80s, you know, 78, 75 to 80, right? So,
well, you know,
I'm happy that, you know, I'm still alive. The Bible says 70, you know, that's 70 years
right.
of age, but I'm just happy just to be alive. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
All right, Jack, we certainly do appreciate your comments. We're going to ask you all to stand by. Let's go all the way to Tennessee, or Texas, that is. We're going to bring in Neela Lewis. Ms. Lewis, thank you for joining us this evening. Welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Yes, welcome, welcome. I'm happy to be here, yes. How is everybody doing? I love this topic.
Oh, I'm glad that you do. Do you have a miracle pill out there that can take us past 80 to get us to 120 or more?
I do. As a matter of fact, my husband and I, we went to see the doctor today. And this is a kind of new doctor. It's the second time we're seeing her because his old doctor left. And so this is the second time, but she was insisted today. She said, well, every time I see both of you, you both look younger. What are you doing? So I took out my little spray, I Hercules, and said, this is what we take. This is what we take. She said, let me see it. So I gave it to her. She said, what is this? I said, it's 44 different herbs. And when it put 36 biological years on you. She said, tell me about it. I said, I'm telling you the name, but don't go to Amazon and order it. Order it from me. So I gave her my website, and I gave her my telephone number. She said, Miss Lewis, I have to take this because you both looking younger. So if you want to get younger, just call me at 832-557-1117.
Yes,
Miss Lewis, I love you. Ricky to rescue Miss Jay. You know what she just did? She just got her a free commercial on my show and didn't even pay me anything for it.
Right?
I mean, just, you know,
that's smart.
You see, that's very smart. She just got a free commercial on my show and didn't even pay for it.
And if
Hallelujah,
you want
somebody.
Ms. Lewis, if you want to hear about it, ask Dr. Jesse Walker. He will tell you more about it. And it's so great.
You know why she's saying that part? Because, listen, Ms. Lewis is something else. Let me tell you all. She not only got a free commercial with her phone number with it, but the lady got me ordered over $800 worth of product.
What?
She sure did, because I was looking for something over $800, and then another week or so, another one comes, and it's like another $100 for the bottles. But let me tell you something. I do believe, and she told me that you got to take the product, and I believe that because she's telling me about testimonies that she can get. So, Ms. Lewis, give them your number again, how to reach you. I'm going to let you go ahead, because after the show, I'm going to be giving you a call and say, hey, send us $500 for this ad. So go ahead. You might as well since you've got your free advertising, you might as well give them your phone number and your email address.
That's right.
Write it down. Get your pen and paper because
that's
this
right.
product is out of this world. Out of this world. These old men and old women, I'm telling you, somebody called me and said I'm old and my wife was sick. So couldn't move. She woke up and she has been giving me all that I wanted till I cannot even manage it. I said, wow, I don't know what that is. Sorry. So, I just love this program. 832-557-1174. Call me. And if you want to look young, you take this product. My people, everywhere I go, and they passed me and said, I said, why you passing me like this, your friend? And they said, hi. And I said, come on, why you passing me? They said, girl, I didn't know it was you. What are you taking?
You know what?
Oh, boy.
Miss Liz,
you're making a lot of money, I think. Yes,
I'm telling you, she got $800 off of me in less than 6 weeks. And I'm like, great day. And she never even bought an ad. That's the thing.
Wow.
Ms. Lewis, we love you, but I will be calling you after the show, Ms. Lewis, so stand by. So anyway, while we're at this, Ms., we're going to bring in Marjorie Cross. We're almost done with the show, you all. We're going to be bringing in Marjorie Cross right now to give us her commercial break, one of our paid sponsors. Okay, Ms. Cross, go ahead.
Yes. Hello again. My name is Marjorie Allen Cross. I'm a health and wellness consultant with one of the most leading companies in the world. I'm also a nurse, and we have many products, over 150 products, that may be able to help you with any health conditions. And we have like collagen. Collagen, you know, it helps. It's a protein, and it also helps with the hair, the nail, the skin, the eyes, and the joints. And we also have different products, adaptogen that could help with stress. And nowadays, we all go through all kind of stress. And also, I call it my tranquilizer. When I take it, it gives me a calming effect.
Mm-hmm.
And you can reach me at 786-319-7223. Again, my number is 786-319-7223. And my website is betteryourself.info. Again, betteryourself.info. And when you go there, you'll also see my website. It will show you my www.sisterlove.isagenix.com. You'll see everything there. So God bless you all. Thank you. And congratulations to all the graduates who graduated in June, to everyone. God bless you all.
Mm-hmm.
Great topic. I love the topic.
Thank you. We're going to go to Ricky to the Rescue for his commercial. He's another paid sponsor. Ricky to the Rescue.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Good afternoon, everyone. Again, I am Ricky to the Rescue, founder of A Path to Greatness, LLC, founded here in Georgia, where we provide life coaching services. And we also provide mediation and anger management. If you are needing these services or you need someone to talk to about getting older, which is perfectly normal, you can reach us at 404-968-9940. Again, that telephone number is 404-968-9940. Also, you can visit the website, which is togreatness.com. That is the number 2greatness.com. Please visit 2greatness.com. Thank you.
We certainly do appreciate that. We're going to take some of the comments that have come in here, you all, quickly, because we're almost out of time on tonight's broadcast. And by the way, I have used several of Marjorie Cross's products as well, and they are quite effective as well, just as Neela Lewis products are as well. So we want to thank you all for that, and we certainly encourage you all, if you're going through any type of relationship problems, I certainly do the same type of work that Ricky to the Rescue, but I can also, I'm getting a large clientele. I certainly want to refer some of you all over to his direction, and he did give you all his phone number. Give it to him once again, Ricky to the Rescue.
Yes, the telephone number is 404-968-9940. Again, the telephone number is 404-968-9940. And, of course, if you have your phone out, you can pull up the website, which is 2Greatness, the number 2, 2Greatness.com. We would love
to
hear from you.
Excellent, excellent. Ms. Joyce, we're going to give you the first comment. We're almost out of time. And, in fact, when it comes to aging, we're going to have Ms. J close us out tonight with aging. Let's go right now to we've got about 14 minutes before she comes in to close us out with tonight's broadcast. Let's go right now to Ms. Joyce. We're going to bring you in here. A female writes in. She says, well, when it comes to how do you feel about aging, all I can say about aging is you can't stop it. You can't stop it no matter what you think you can do. Ms. Joyce, how do you feel
That's
about
right.
that comment?
That is so true. You cannot stop the aging process. As long as we live, we are going to age. We are going to get older. I just thank God for my 3 scores, and I am pushing on my 10, and I feel good about it, and I love when my grandchildren call me Nana.
Uh-huh. That's what they call
me. Awesome, awesome. Awesome, awesome. Let's go to another one here. This comment says, we're going to give this one to Jack. This comment comes in. She says, well, you know what? We shouldn't have to worry about aging because if we're heaven bound, we'll be able to live forever, and we don't have to ever worry about aging. Jack, your thoughts on that one?
Amen.
I agree. Yes, amen to that. You're absolutely right. I agree with that wholeheartedly because this is just temporary, this life here on this earth. When we go on that earth, maybe we're going to live forever because Jesus stepped out of eternity into time, so then he stepped back into eternity. So we'll be in eternity, and so we don't have to worry about it. Never grow old, never grow old.
That's right.
Awesome, right. Awesome, Jack. We certainly do appreciate that. We're waiting for, just before we go to the next comment, we will go to the next comment in a moment. We're going to be waiting for our financial guru to check in with us. She's going to make a comment on the air tonight. This is a program we do once a month, showing people how to become financially independent, and we're waiting for her to press 1 on her dial, and we'll be bringing her in. In the meantime, I think we may have her. She's going to be checking in a moment. All right, the next comment, we're going to go right over here, Poet Rosette. And, Ms. Campbell, we're going to give you the same one as we've given Poet Rosette. And this comment comes in. This male, he says, we're going to start with Poet Rosette. He says, some of the good things about aging, in my opinion, is try your best to mature. Enjoy the journey and do the best you can to yourself and others along the way. To start with Poet Rosette, how do you feel about that, what he's saying?
Oh, yes, I agree with him wholeheartedly. Age comes to every woman and man, so we need to live life to the fullest while we can. And so it's important, like he said, to realize that you're getting wiser, and just embrace it and age gracefully, you know, doing the things that you can do and you'll do, you know, it'll be great.
All right. Excellent, excellent. And just so in case those of you all that don't know, Poet Rosette is one of our subscribers as well as many of you all are. And I want you to know this about her. She writes poems. And, I mean, it's like beautiful poems. And, Poet Rosette, I want you to call me after 9:15 Eastern Standard Time tonight because I have a session, a therapy session at right after the show. But I have an idea for you, and that's what I want to be able to do is help people to grow their talents and gifts that God has given them. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. We're going to take a word now from our financial guru, Ms. Mimi. Ms. Mimi, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always a pleasure and honor to have you. And go ahead and share a few comments as you give your comment or commentary.
Hi, everyone. You guys are having a good time tonight.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed the all the comments on the program. Well, I'm here tonight to ask if your audience, Dr. Walker, thinks that financial education and financial literacy should start early, as far as early as in the teenage years.
Yes.
So that's my question for the audience.
Yes.
And is that something that parents should invest in?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, we'll take a
all right.
Go ahead, Ms. Mingy.
No, and so I hear a lot of yeses. And so
okay,
my second question is, go ahead, Dr. Walker.
No, I was just going to say, I think they're all the same, yes. And your second question?
Yes.
So my second question is, what is the audience? What have you guys done so far to help your younger people, your grandkids, your kids, learn more about money early on?
Nothing
really. I don't know.
Nothing.
Well, I am in budget myself, so I talk to my grands about it. So I teach them.
Well, that's I'm so happy to hear that. Well, the reason I asked that question is I've done some research because I have a 13-year-old and 11-year-old. And, you know, I've been teaching them about financial literacy, you know, to make sure that they have this, you know, the money winning mindset, to look at, you know, as far as earning, you know, to look at entrepreneurship in addition to, you know, being an employee and all those types of things, and teaching them about budgets and savings. And so I looked at some statistics as I was doing some research, and I realized that there is a large percentage of our children have no idea how to manage money or what to do by the time they get to college.
Uh-huh.
And by that time, it's almost too late in a way. Well, it's never too late, but it's really late because of the amount of student debt that is currently owed by former students in the U.S. So I think it's a huge issue. I don't want our communities to go through this. I don't want the kids to be saddled with debt all of their lives. So I've launched this money camp this summer, starting in July, that I want all of you guys to come and listen to some of the things we're going to be doing with the kids in our virtual open house in 2 weeks. So I really think this is going to be I want this to be a life-changing program. You know how they say, be the change that you want to see?
Right.
So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to be that change, and my kids are going to be right there teaching with me. But I really, really, really think this is going to be a dynamic, life-changing type of program, and it's being offered to students from 13 to 17, and it's a summer money camp. So Dr. Walker has the information. But to register for the virtual open house, I can give you guys the website.
Mm-hmm.
It's Mimi, M-I-M-I, dash Walker, dot thinkyfix. It's P-H-I-N-K, like think, I-F-I-C, .com. Mimi M-I-M-I dash Walker dot P-H-I-N-K-I-F-I-C dot com. And,
okay.
And when you go
all
there,
right,
you can register.
All right, if they want to get a phone number from you, something how do they get a phone number from you? Can they call you directly? And if you all can't, for any of our sponsors, you all, whether it's Mimi Dats Walker or whether it's Ricky to Rescue or Marguerite Cross or Ms. Neela Lewis, any of our sponsors, you can certainly contact at my website, and I will be glad to give you the information to reach any of these individuals because I want to support, you know, us to support all of them because I believe in them, and that's why they're on the show. So, Ms. Mimi, if you want to give a number again so we can move on with the show because we're almost out of time.
Okay. I prefer email, if you don't mind.
Okay, certainly. Okay, go ahead with an email. That same email?
Yeah, it's Mimi W, M-I-M-I-W, consulting at gmail.com.
Okay, consulting.com. Okay, very good. we appreciate you as our finance guru coming on the air tonight and sharing this information about your camp. And I would encourage all of you all that have the kids between the ages of 13 and 17, and she may even allow some of you all who have some older kids who are precocious kids that can handle that, you know, and be able to get in there on that finance seminar. For more information, they can contact you or they can contact this studio, this audience, studio. And is there pricing associated with it, or you'll give them that information when they call?
Yeah, all information will be provided at the virtual open house.
Okay, sounds good.
Monday the 27th at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Monday the 27th. Okay, all right. Sounds real good.
7 p.m.
At 7 p.m. And it goes till what?
1 hour.
It's 1 hour. Okay. We're going to ask you to stand by. While I've got you here, we're almost out of time before Ms. J brings us to a close on the show tonight. Mimi, I want to ask you this question here about tonight's topic. How do you feel about aging? But this, we're going to give you this comment. This young lady writes in, she says, unfortunately, when it comes to this topic, some people don't grow up with aging by thinking they are going to be kids for the rest of their lives. Like a friend of mine, never married and over 40, still living home with her mother. There's nothing wrong with her on all the siblings except they have allowed their mother to control them. The two siblings also still live at home, never married, and have never even dated. Ms. Mimi, about aging. Whoa. Ms. Mimi, your quick thoughts on that, 15 seconds or less?
Whoa.
Wow.
That's something else. Well, you know what? Different strokes for different folks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think old is gold. I think it's beautiful.
I like that.
That means you're alive.
I like that. Wow. You know, it's unfortunate, even with that comment, they're not even no grandkids around. And, you know, even though my little granddaughter called me Papa and was making that comment that, Papa, she's beautiful, but she's too young for you. It's like, you know, I still can't get over that. I need therapy for it. I'm telling you all. And so the fact of the matter is, it's like they don't have the grandchildren to even say those things. And, you know, it's like the grandchildren are thebomb.com. We're going to ask you to stand by. We're almost out of time here. I'm going to try to take three more comments real quick. Let's go to Ms. Campbell real quickly here. This comment, he says, although I should not worry about aging, but I do. I worry about it because I'm in my late 50s and wonder about my eternal existence or the hereafter. Ms. Eula Campbell, what can you say to him quickly in 15 seconds or less?
Wow. He wonders about that. Yes, he needs to see about that because that is very important. And he doesn't need to wait too late because he doesn't know when his life will end, you know, so he needs to get to know Jesus, who home to know
right,
his life eternal.
We're going to actually stand by Neela Lewis. We're going to give you this next one here. This female, she writes in, and Jack, we'll give you the same one. She says, to me, as a believer in God and creation, I don't think we should worry about aging because that's a part of God's plan. Since sin entered the world, I believe if we follow God's plan, then we will not age at all in heaven or the earth made new. That's just my opinion on aging. Okay, Neela, let's start with you. 15 seconds or less because we're almost out of time.
I believe her. That's true. Because there will be no more aging in heaven. Praise God for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, Jack, your thoughts on that quickly. We got one more, and then Ms. J is going to be closing us out. We're going to go to Ricky to the rescue before we go to Ms. J. Jack, quickly.
I agree with that also because we're going to be restored to that youth age again. So I'll be able to jump and shout and play basketball like I used to do when I was a kid.
Oh.
That's all right. Looking to the rescue, we're going to give you this one here. DMS J is going to close us out. This mail he writes in, he says, in my opinion, age is just a number, but most importantly, it's how you feel and how you have enjoyed your journey and the process, hopefully, having created lasting memories. Bring to the rescue your thoughts on that, and then, Ms. J, we're going to close out.
Yes, that comment was so appropriate because I wanted to mention that it is okay to celebrate your past accomplishments. You do not have to live in the past, but it's okay to celebrate what you've done because that can motivate you moving forward.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Angela, now on that note, we're clearly almost out of time. Ms. J closes out on how do you feel about aging or getting older? Our final thoughts, Ms. J.
All right. Great topic. Well, I hope everyone feel great about aging, you know, because it's going to happen as long as we're above ground, you know. But one thing I say, don't let your mind turn old before your body like our lady did in the story. I feel she let her mind turn old before her body did. That's why she was having so many issues. And, you know, our age, as we age, the number will be getting higher, but I think we are getting better, you know. So the number one, what I would say to everyone, just take care of yourself. And don't forget to live as you age. Live. Don't just sit down and get ready for the rocking chair. And always remember, too, while aging, we become seasoned, and hopefully we all gain a lot of wisdom. And that's very important. And I want to end about with these two little quotes I found, which was cute. It says, aging is just another word for lips. And the other quote is, it matters not how long we live, but how we live.
Amen.
Keep that in mind.
Hallelujah.
And in all your living, live for Jesus.
Amen.
All right. On that note, we're clearly out of time. I want to thank all of you all for joining us this evening and taking time out of your busy schedules to join us. Please, I encourage each one of you all to reach out to someone, tell them about our show that we air every Thursday, Friday, and every other Saturday morning. Please, if you think that tonight's topic was something, you probably should have missed tonight's topic, but you don't want to miss tomorrow night's topic. Tomorrow night, we're at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We're going to be dealing with the topic on how do you know? How do you know when God is carrying you? Listen, you don't want to miss tomorrow night's topic. Of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's topic, we'll be back here live Saturday morning at 6:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for our Miracle Prayer Day. So either tomorrow night or next or this Saturday, if you choose to bypass Saturday, join us back here live next Saturday for the Dr. Israel Show. Until tomorrow night or until Saturday or until next week, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Dr. Walker. All right, good night. Take care. Good night, everybody.
Jay,
great closing and great topic, Dr. Walker.
Don't forget to age.
It was good. I enjoyed it.
Great topic.
Yeah. Take care. Thank you, everyone. Hello, Miss Lois. All the best for you all.
Doing so good to hear everyone.
Thank you. Nice to hear you too.
Yes, as we